نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. So inshallah on the odd nights in this first program, we will be discussing qualities that are related to the heart. This month of Ramadan is the month and it's the opportunity for us to spiritually reform ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Majeed, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, that individual who has purified himself indeed is successful. And there are many other verses of the Quran and Majeed, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that encourage and motivate this particular aspect, the purification of one's inner self. In fact, it was one of the missions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ, that from amongst the objectives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, that the Nabi of Allah purified or made an effort to purify the hearts of the Sahaba-i Kiram, to inculcate within them those noble qualities. And we find that the noble companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prior to them accepting Islam, they were regarded, or they had the qualities that were sometimes regarded as worse than that of animals. But after the Nabi of Allah made effort on them, they became glorious and shining stars, that whichever one of them you study, you can take inspiration and guidance from them. So this purification of the heart, in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala wa inna fil jasadi la mudgha idha saluhat saluha al jasad kulluhu wa idha fasadat fasada al jasad kulluhu ala wa hiya al qalb." There is a piece of flesh in the body, and if that flesh is in a good condition, then the entire body is in good condition. On the contrary, if that piece of flesh is corrupt, corrupt actions will emanate from that body. Ala wa hiya al qalb. Listen very carefully. That piece of flesh is the heart. So this purification of the heart, making an effort to inculcate qualities within the heart, is something that we should make an effort to do. The month of Ramadan is the ideal opportunity to do this. In fact, our ulama-i kiram and the mashayikh used to make an effort specifically in the month of Ramadan. Those who are from the field of tasawuf, then they would have their murids during the month of Ramadan, and they would exert themselves in this month of Ramadan to purify their followers and their disciples and their murids. And you would find in the month of Ramadan there would be a massive change in the lives of these individuals. A reformation would take place. It would become a turning point in the lives of people. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the awareness in our hearts. And may Allah make it such that this Ramadan becomes a turning point in our lives. We aspire in our lives to always improve. If a person is running a business, then every year he looks back and he says, you know what, last year, these are the mistakes I made. I must not repeat the same mistakes. You know, this is where I went wrong. Because of this, I lost so much of profits. Because I wasn't timeous with my payment, you know, I lost this year. Because I didn't have sufficient, you know, stock in the shop, I lost so many customers. So I need to make sure next year that I have the necessary checks and balances in place to ensure that I don't repeat the same mistake. Because money is precious to us. Money is beloved to us. We want to make as much profits in our lives and in our businesses. But likewise, in our spiritual life, we should always make an effort that every year there's some improvement in our lives. If in this last year we were suffering from the weakness of, you know, a short fuse and temper, we were getting, you know, fighting with the wife and with our staff and with our fellow colleagues and all of these things, then we have to look back and say, where did I go wrong? How can I improve? And how can it be such that in this coming year, I take the necessary steps to improve myself so that I don't repeat the same mistakes? Because that one fight became a means of so much of problems in my life. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to inculcate these qualities. Of course, we only have a few nights, and these programs are specifically more on the odd nights. We will also have on the even nights, but you know, if you look at the amount of time that we have, so we will discuss a few of the qualities. There are so many qualities to inculcate, but we'll try to target specific qualities, sometimes with the effort of sometimes inculcating one habit. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the effort that we make. In the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w., it is mentioned that that person who takes one step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala takes ten steps towards that person. That individual who walks towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala comes running towards that person. So inshallah, we will just discuss one or two qualities. Inshallah, we have umid and hope that Allah ta'ala will bless us with many, many more qualities, even though we have not even discussed them. So tonight, in fact, I did have the intention of discussing it, but it just so happened that in the Taraweeh Salah, that particular quality was also the theme of many of the verses of the Quran Majeed, and this is the quality of gratitude. We say that a person, you know, we need to be grateful over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this quality of being grateful is such a wonderful quality to develop. If a person is grateful, you find that people are inclined to that individual. If you've given somebody a gift, and that person is grateful of the gift that you gave him, you won't think twice of giving that person a gift again in the future. If you, for example, you have a staff member, or you have a family member, or you have a friend, you gave him one small little gift, and he was so appreciative of that gift. The next time you want to give the person a gift, you won't even think twice. In fact, you'll say to yourself, you know, this man is so appreciative, I feel like giving this person more gifts. In the same way, if we become grateful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is great hope that, and Allah has promised this, Allah will increase His bounties upon us. So just to analyze this aspect of gratitude, what exactly is gratitude? The ulama ikram explain, they give a definition, ظُهُورُ أَثَرِ النِّعْمَ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ, that you will see the visible effect of a blessing upon a person. A person has been blessed with something, and you see the effect of that blessing in that person. So, for example, there is anecdote that's given. They say the Arabs used to say that an animal is very grateful, a dabbatun shakur, a very grateful animal. So why they gave that title for the animal? It would be an animal that was given very little food. But with that little food, you would see that animal would become very healthy. So they would say that this is a animal that is very grateful. You can see the effect of that little food in its body. In the same way, if you say a person, Allah has blessed him with wealth, then how do you know, how do you see the effect of that, you know, the appreciation of that wealth? You would see that that person would be using his wealth through his generosity. That through the wealth that Allah has blessed him, he is generous, he is giving his wealth out, he's spending it on his family, on the poor, on the needy, on the orphans, on the masajid, on the madaris. He's sending to, you know, those who are in need. So this is a sign, you can see the effect of that wealth in him, and the gratitude, that is the effect that you will see in him. A person, Allah has blessed him with knowledge, you will see that he is using his knowledge to teach others. Through that knowledge, he is developing, or he's a humble person. That is a sign that Allah has blessed him with knowledge, and that the effect of that knowledge is seen in him. Allah has blessed a person with health. He is using his health to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is using his health to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah has mentioned that idharu ni'matillah 'ala al-lisani thana'an wa 'ala al-qalbi i'tirafan wa 'ala al-jawarihi ta'atan. That to display the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is shukr? A person displays the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the tongue with praises, and through the heart with recognition, and through the limbs with obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that if we analyze this, there's three components. That one is, the person appreciates the bounty of Allah ta'ala through his heart. He says to himself, he ponders over the verse of the Qur'an Majeed. Allah says, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ, that there is no bounty that you have except that it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you think about it, somebody praised you. Mashallah, you are a very intelligent person. You've got so many degrees to your name. Now the person thinks to himself that who is the one who blessed me with intelligence and gave me the opportunity to go into that institute, whatever institute it may have been, and who was it that, you know, created the conditions for me to be able to study properly? Sometimes the person has the intelligence, but the person doesn't have the opportunity. The person just cannot study because of circumstances. Now imagine, think about the people in Gaza during those bombing campaigns. If somebody wanted to study something while the bombs are raining on him, how would they be able to study? So Allah Ta'ala sometimes can, you know, bless the person with the capability, but doesn't give the person the opportunity. So if somebody praises you that you are very intelligent or you are very wealthy, and you say to yourself that who blessed me with this wealth? Sometimes the person has got the wealth and he really ponders. He inherited it from his grandfather. It was his grandfather's estate that came to him. And he thinks to himself, if Allah Ta'ala didn't bless my grandfather with that wealth, where would I be? So in his heart, he recognizes that this bounty is in fact from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then by his tongue, he expresses his praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this expression of praise is extremely weighty, as is mentioned in the hadith. Walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan. They're just saying Alhamdulillah, that all praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it fills the scales of good deeds. So to express our appreciation through our tongues. And then of course, as we heard in the tafsir or in the taraweeh, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا, that actions speak louder than words. That the person through his actions, he expresses his appreciation. And we've given the example that the person through his wealth, he spends. He uses his wealth. So he is, by means of his actions, he's expressing his appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then if we take inspiration from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of gratitude. There is a famous hadith of narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would perform salah, tahajjud salah, to sometimes to such an extent that his Mubarak feet would become swollen. On one occasion, Aisha radiallahu anha inquired from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that why are you exerting yourself to such an extent? Whereas Allah has forgiven all your sins. وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. The response of Rasulullah ﷺ is worthy of inspiration. Nabi Kareem ﷺ said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. That when Allah has blessed me with so many bounties, should I then not be an appreciative servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hence, Nabi Kareem ﷺ applied himself to such an extent. And you saw the appreciation of Rasulullah ﷺ in the conquest of Makkah, when Allah Ta'ala had blessed Nabi Kareem ﷺ with this great victory. Imagine he was now taken out from Makkah al-Mukarrama, he had to flee to Madinah al-Munawwara. His people had turned against him in Makkah al-Mukarrama. With a painful heart, he left Makkah al-Mukarrama and went to Madinah Sharif. After many years of trials and tribulations and hardships and difficulty, finally the Nabi of Allah enters Makkah al-Mukarrama as a conqueror, victorious. And the description given of Rasulullah SAW on this occasion, that the Nabi of Allah was seated on his conveyance to such an extent that his Mubarak beard was right low down to the saddle and tears were flowing down his cheeks in appreciation of this great bounty that Allah had blessed him with. So the Nabi of Allah was, his heart was filled with this quality of gratitude. Then there is a warning for those who are ungrateful. May Allah protect us. The incident of Saba, which was just mentioned, how Allah Ta'ala snatched away the bounties. And Allah has given a promise. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will appreciate my bounties, I will increase my favors upon you. So the question is, how do we develop this quality of appreciating the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The first is reflecting over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you have to count the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, you will never be able to encompass it. So we should make it a point to ponder and count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By doing this, it can also inculcate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, they say, if you ponder over the favors of someone upon you, you start developing love for that individual. There was one doctor, we mentioned this before, but there are many new brothers, and you know, we are going to repeat many things. Whatever may have been said last year, we repeat it again, never mind. It's beneficial again, inshallah. So this one doctor, he came to our late Moinus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He said, Maulana, he was from Johannesburg, said, Maulana, give me a very easy prescription to develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Maulana told him that, you know, you will be performing your salah every day. So what you do, just go a little early at the time of Adhan, try and be in the masjid. Listen to the Adhan. After the Adhan has completed, perform your sunnahs. For example, if it's Dhuhr Salah, perform your 4 rakat sunnah. Then Maulana told him there'll still be about 5 to 7 minutes that may be left before Jamaat will start. He said, in that time, just make tadabbur and tafakkur and ponder over the bounties of Allah Ta'ala upon you. The favors of Allah Ta'ala. If we just have to think of one, if the person just takes one eye and he says to himself, this one eye that Allah has blessed me with, how much of benefit have I derived just from this one eye? You just take today alone. That from the time you woke up in the morning, how many things you saw with this one eye? You know, how much of knowledge you acquired with this one eye? How much of enjoyment you took from this one eye, whether it was looking at your child, you know, whether it was looking at the person's wife, whether it was looking at the beauty of the ocean and the trees and whatever it may have been. If you have to count each bounty, you will not be able to encompass even one day. So Hazrat said, now ponder over the bounties of Allah and then just take a cursory glance over one's sins. A feeling of regret and remorse will, you know, come within the heart. That on the one hand, Allah has been so kind to me that He's blessed me with His bounties. On the other hand, look at my condition. That I have violated the commands of Allah. That feeling of regret is the very essence of tawbah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-ta'ibu habibullah. The person who makes tawbah is the beloved of Allah. Allah says, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves those who make tawbah. And when Allah loves someone, then that person also begins to love Allah. It's a mutual thing. That person then begins to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So reflecting over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only will inculcate the quality of gratitude, it will also inshallah inculcate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the heart. Then look at those who have less things. In the hadith of Rasulullah says, it is mentioned, Unduru ila man huwa asfala minkum. Look at those who have less than you. Well, our problem is, if a person is driving a very expensive car, so now he will look at somebody who's got the newer model that came out. So he bought his car 6 months ago. And now 6 months later, they have a facelift. Now he's looking at that facelift. And the person has got a car with a certain kind of mag. Now they upgraded the mag. Now he's looking at that mag. So we always looking, the person has got bought the latest cell phone at the time, after 3 months a new one came. Now he's looking at that one, that this one now folds open, mine doesn't fold. This one folds 3 times, mine only folds twice. So now we're looking at that phone, and now when we look at our phone, we feel like, you know, we don't have the best. This is the problem, and what happens is that instead of inculcating the quality of gratitude and contentment, it's creating the quality of ungratefulness, and now we want more. And the quality, the nature of insan is we will never be satisfied. Therefore, Rasulullah said, look at those who have less than us. Allama Saadi Shirazi rahmatullahi mentions that I was a little child, and we were very poor. And so I complained to my father that, you know, I don't have shoes. And he says, that Jummah, I went to the Jami Masjid for Jummah Salah. I didn't have shoes. And he said, but I saw a person who had come for Jummah. He didn't have feet. He was walking on the stumps of his knees. And I looked at this person and I said to myself, Ya Allah, at least you gave me feet. This person doesn't even have feet to wear shoes. So what happened when he looked at somebody who had less than him? He then appreciated the little that he had, even though he didn't have shoes. If a person has got, you know, a car that is, you know, troubling him and not to the best condition, he should look at somebody who's going to work, you know, on a motorbike. If the person has got a motorbike, he looks at somebody who's going with a bicycle. If the person has got a bicycle, he looks at somebody who's, you know, walking to is taking a taxi. The person is taking a taxi, he looks at somebody who can't even afford going on the taxi. And like that, you can carry on. There's always people who have less than us. So Nabi Kareem Sahasam said, look at those who have less than you. This will create a quality of gratitude. And then the other important component is learn to appreciate the bounties, appreciate others. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned, "Man lam yashkuri nas, lam yashkuri Allah." He who cannot express his appreciation to people, then that individual can never really appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So teach it. We learn to appreciate, you know, if somebody has been kind to you in any way, express your appreciation to that person. There was one doctor, he's marhum now. You know, he used to teach his children, when the mother prepared the food, he used to say to them that every child must go to your mother and thank your mother for the food that was prepared. And these children, now that they are grown up, they have this habit that whenever they are invited somewhere, they will make sure that they go to the lady who had prepared the meal, and they will, in a respectful manner, express their appreciation, Jazakallah, for the food. We really enjoyed the food. This is a little quality, but it's such an important quality that if you appreciate the favors of others, inshallah, you will also learn to appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran and Majeed, and this is something for us to ponder in this tonight's Taraweeh. We also heard it. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ. Allah says, there are very few of my servants who are appreciative. So from this we understand that it is a quality that is very rare. And it's something that, since it is rare, we need to make additional effort to inculcate it, both within ourselves and within the lives of our children and our beloved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to appreciate, especially these Mubarak nights. The gratitude of these nights will be that we'll turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. We will increase our worship in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will make an effort to seek Laylatul Qadr, and most importantly, through our actions, that we will make an effort to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us of those who appreciate His bounties. We'll make some zikrullah in Allah, inshallah. We recite Durood Sharif. It's mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that the person who recites this kalima, لَيْسَ لَهَا حِجَابٌ دُونَ اللَّهِ, then between him and the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, there is no barrier. Therefore, when we're reciting this kalima, we should imagine and contemplate it is going directly to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from there Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, Allah's tajalliyat are being focused on our hearts. When we say La ilaha, remove everything besides Allah from our hearts. And when we say Illallah, bring the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khaja Aziz Hasan Majub Rahmatullahi in these couplets of poetry says, Nafs o shaita, dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko tabah. O Allah, these two enemies of Nafs and Shaitan, they have ganged up together and they are trying to destroy me. Ey mere mola, meri madad kar chahta hoon main teri pana. O Allah, I am seeking your help. You protect me from these enemies. And then he says that, Mujsa khalq mein koi nahi, go bad kirdar naam o siya. That Allah, from your entire creation, I am the most sinful, I am the weakest. But O Allah, tu bhi magar ghaffar hai, bakhshte mere sare guna. O Allah, just as I am the most sinful and the weakest from your entire creation, you are the most forgiving. Therefore, Ya Allah, forgive all my sins.
Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko taba. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko taba. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نام سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائیں میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time, you know, imagine and contemplate that you have a tongue in the heart, a tongue in the mouth, both are simultaneously taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that everything around us, the ground beneath our feet, every single grain of sand, all taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakal shukru kulluhu. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Allahumma lakal hamdu kama anta ahlu. Fasalli wa sallim ala Muhammadin kama anta ahlu. Waf'al bina kama anta ahlu. Fa innaka ahlu at-taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfira. اللهم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله أو كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving Allah most loving Allah most caring Allah Ya Allah, you have granted us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to gather here tonight, Ya Allah, on this 21st night of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, it is the first of the odd nights. It could be the night of power, it could be Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we know, Ya Allah, that we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have come to you and we are raising our begging bowls as beggars before you, Ya Allah. As you have mentioned, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, Antumul Fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyu al-hamid. Oh Allah, you are the one who has all the wealth and power, Ya Allah. You are the one who is worthy of all praises, Ya Allah. We are absolutely nothing before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you have blessed us with bounties upon bounties, Ya Allah. But despite all your favors and bounties upon us, Ya Allah, we have violated so many of your commands, Ya Allah. From the morning till the night, we violate your commands, Ya Allah. O Allah, despite, Ya Allah, our sins and our weaknesses, you still shower us with bounties upon bounties, Ya Allah. Had it been any other Allah, the moment we looked at haram, you would have made us blind. The moment we listened to haram, you would have made us deaf. The moment we spoke haram, you would have made us dumb. The moment we touched haram, you would have made us crippled. You would have paralyzed us, Ya Allah. But, O Allah, we commit sins from the morning till the night, and you still shower us with bounties, Ya Allah. Where will we find such a Haleem Allah, such a Kareem Allah? But O Allah, we are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. O Allah, we feel guilty over the sins that we have committed, Ya Allah. Hum nadim hai, hum mujrim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, hum siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar. We are sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. O Allah, we have come to you with this mountain of sins, Ya Allah. But O Allah, you have an ocean of forgiveness, Ya Allah. O Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wipe away the sins of the entire mankind, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our tongues, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our ears, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive those sins which we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. O Allah, you saw everything, Ya Allah. You heard everything, Ya Allah. Nothing was hidden from you, Ya Allah. But O Allah, you love to forgive the sinners who raise their begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. O Allah, the very fact that you have granted us the tawfiq to gather here tonight on this 21st night of Ramadan, Ya Allah, is an indication that you want to forgive us, Ya Allah. You want us to become yours, Ya Allah. You want us to become closer to you, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our children, Ya Allah. Forgive our spouses, Ya Allah. Forgive our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Forgive our family members, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive our friends, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, if you forgive us tonight, Ya Allah, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become pleased, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. O Allah, press that delete button over our sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, you've given man the ability with one dynamite stick to destroy huge buildings and mountains, Ya Allah. O Allah, destroy this mountain of sins that we have, Ya Allah. O Allah, in fact, Ya Allah, you have the ability to change the salty waters of the ocean to sweet waters, Ya Allah. O Allah, change this mountain of sins to a mountain of good deeds, Ya Allah. O Allah, change our sins to good deeds, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. O Allah, if you become ours, then everything is ours, Ya Allah. If you are not ours, then nothing will be ours, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, at present our hearts are filled with malice and greed, with enmity, Ya Allah. With pride and arrogance, Ya Allah. O Allah, we have turned our hearts into garbage bags, Ya Allah. O Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Hame musaffa mujalla muzakka dil ata farma, Ya Allah. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. O Allah, change the condition of our hearts, Ya Allah. You have given the man the ability to transplant hearts, Ya Allah. O Allah, our hearts are so corrupt, Ya Allah, it needs a complete transplant, Ya Allah. O Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. O Allah, bless us with noble character, Ya Allah. Grant us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. To fulfill the rights of our parents, Ya Allah. To fulfill the rights of our spouses, Ya Allah. To fulfill the rights of our children, Ya Allah. to fulfill the rights of our neighbors, Ya Allah, to fulfill the rights of our teachers, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, tonight is the night of forgiveness. We beseech you, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, that beggar can still go to another home, Ya Allah. If a dog is chased from one butcher, that dog can still go to another butcher. But oh Allah, if you turn your glance of rahmat away from sinners like us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is no door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his ummah very dearly, Ya Allah. He cried for his ummah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, in one riwayah we learn that the Nabi of Allah spent the entire night crying for his ummah, repeating the verse in tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk. Oh Allah, if you have to punish my ummah, then you have every right to do so. But if you forgive them, Ya Allah, then you are Aziz and Hakim, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, he cried and cried for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, when every single Nabi will be worried about himself and every person will be concerned about himself, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will forget himself and he will be saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Oh Allah, my Ummah, save my Ummah, Ya Allah. He will refuse entry into Jannah until his last Ummati enters into Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, he loved his Ummah more than any mother loved her child, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the least we can do, Ya Allah, is develop love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, every single day he made dua for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, he suffered for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. In Makkatul Mukarramah, that great Nabi for whom, Ya Allah, flowers should have been placed in his pathway. Oh Allah, instead thorns were placed, Ya Allah, in his pathway, Ya Allah. He went to the Haram Sharif, Ya Allah, in the filthy intestines of a camel were placed on his Mubarak back, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, in the battle of Uhud, Ya Allah, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, was injured, Ya Allah, to such an extent that he began to bleed, Ya Allah. Well, the rings of the helmet became embedded in his jaw, Ya Allah. He went to Taif with great hope, Ya Allah, to invite the people towards your worship, Ya Allah. Instead, Ya Allah, he was chased like a dog, Ya Allah. He was stoned to such an extent, Ya Allah, that he began to bleed, Ya Allah. Despite that, Ya Allah, he was rahmatul lil alameen. Instead of, Ya Allah, cursing the nation, he said, no, do not destroy them. Perhaps their progeny will accept Iman and Islam, Ya Allah. Wallah, he was a mercy unto mankind, Ya Allah. Wallah, we are so fortunate to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Wallah, today, Ya Allah, we are ashamed, Ya Allah, to emulate the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We feel embarrassed, Ya Allah, to say that we are ummatis of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, change the condition of our lives, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us true ambassadors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us of those fortunate ones who drink from the hawd of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, enter us into Jannah in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give us a reckoning that is easy, Ya Allah. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Oh Allah, those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Those who are going through financial difficulties, provide for them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those, Ya Allah, who are in debts, Ya Allah, you alleviate and take them out of their debts, Ya Allah. Those, Ya Allah, who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with pious, Ya Allah, and compatible marriage partners, Ya Allah. Those who are married, Ya Allah, make their marriages Jannat on earth, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, you are well aware of all the good desires and aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you, Ya Allah. Fulfill all their good desires and aspirations. Whatever difficulty, challenge, sickness they are going through, Ya Allah, you alleviate it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai, Ya Allah. When the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Madinah Sharif, Ya Allah. At the Rawdah Mubarak of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Cause our soul to depart, Ya Allah. Lekin agar muqaddar nahi hai to jaha bhi ho, barkat wali maut nasib farma, wherever it may be, let it be a death of barkat, O Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, Ya Allah. O Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, we cannot forget, Ya Allah, wa muhsineen, Ya Allah, our teachers, Ya Allah, our apas, Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah, our grandparents, Ya Allah, our family members, Ya Allah. O Allah, there are many, Ya Allah, who have shown kindness to us in some way or the other. Some of them have passed away, Ya Allah. Tonight we remember them, Ya Allah. O Allah, we beseech you, Ya Allah, make the grace gardens from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. O Allah, whoever shown kindness to us in whichever way it may have been, Ya Allah. O Allah, bless them, Ya Allah, with the best of dunya and akhirah, Ya Allah. If they have passed away, Ya Allah, make the graves gardens from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Make us a means of sadaqah jariyah for them, Ya Allah. O Allah, O Allah, do not turn your glance of rahmat away from sinners from us, sinners like us, Ya Allah. Agar chye pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed-e karam aaya. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khair. Ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharr. Ma sta'ada minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'ad. Wa alayka al-balagh. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Wa alhamdulillah.